Brandon, after Steve Jobs died, parts of his commencement speech at Stanford were replayed all over the place, especially this part.
You've got to find what you love, and that is as true for work as it is for your lovers. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking, and don't settle.
It's not unusual advice. Similar ideas have come from publisher Malcolm Forbes, poet and philosopher Henry David Thoreau, and the guy sometimes called the father of television, David Sarnoff. Is it good advice?
The challenge for us is we all want to feel like we're not only doing what we love, but our life is meaningful, where we're making a difference. It's fulfilling. And doing what our love is the pathway to get there. Now, starting down that path, that can be hard if we found ourselves kind of lost in the woods, down a whole other path and trying to trace back.
Is it enough to love or enjoy some parts of your work and maybe just sort of deal with the rest? I mean, is that enough?
If you're looking for fulfillment at work, then that may or may not be enough. If you're looking for fulfillment in life, that could be enough. You just fill in the gaps in other places. You know, when I ask people to explore other opportunities for them, I'll often direct them to three big questions. Do you like slash love your customers, the people that you serve? Do you feel a real connection to them? Do you like slash love the people you work with? Is that the right environment for you? And then a third one is, do you like slash love what you do? Do you feel like what you do charges you up? And people can tell. So if you can answer those three questions, yes, then you love what you do. It's a perfect fit for you. If you're missing some of those, then you have to decide, can I make tweaks to get there?
Maybe this is just me, but I mean, there's gray area there. Maybe you do like your customers. Maybe you like some of the people you work with. Maybe you like some of what you do, but not all of it. It just doesn't seem as black and white to me.
It's not like a light switch. It's not I do or I don't. It's more of we're creating a sculpture. And so you polish a little here, and you shave off a little there. So if you can answer things with a definitive yes, that's great. Leave that alone. If you answer things with a definitive no, that's equally great. Chop that off. And that's for a lot of people right now. They're looking at what they're doing and they're going, I do not like this. Fantastic. Use that as a great way to inform what you really love.
Of course, the complication in that right now is this is not a great economy to say, oh, I hate what I'm doing. I'm going to go find something else.
Right. But it's still a great source of data because we've all been given a lot of spicy things off the menu right now. And we have to decide, is this the kind of spice that we like? And if it's not, then you say, okay, what is the plan for me to get where I want to go? Great opportunity to craft a plan. And I find consistently that if people feel like what they're doing is part of a bigger plan that they've got for themselves and their life, they can hold on longer. But if they can't answer the question of why am I doing this, that's when you see people get really anxious, frustrated, and really uneasy.
That's our workplace and career expert, Brandon Smith, as always. Enlightening to talk to you, Brandon. Thanks.
Joshua, always a pleasure.